Time has come for Wheels and Gas. We're gonna watch all those films and have a blast. We'll see our friends and enjoy some laughs. Sit right back and just relax.
Oh, wow.
Good morning, Wichita, Kansas. How are you doing this morning? We're really happy that you're back. We're really happy you tuned back in, and you keep tuning in, and that's what keeps us coming here, talking more Wilson. I am your host, The Big Snake.
And I'm also your host, Crazy T.
Crazy T. We're that's back me. At it again, and we're not showing signs of slowing down because we dragged ourselves a fucking legend back into the studio here tonight. Not loco. He is loco a little bit.
Give him the good intro.
Yeah.
We don't give everyone the good intro. Give him the good intro.
Buddy comedy expert.
No. Stick. The good intro. Give him the good intro.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. The good intro. Well, here in the ring tonight, in the left corner, weighing in.
No, you're thinking about the great intro.
Okay. Sir, how do you respond to the charges that the court is indicting you with tonight?
Wow. All right, yeah.
Yep, they mixed two people together there. Anyways, this is Sneaky Pete, a.k.a. Paco Winebox, as that's his stage name, and his stripper name as well. By stage, I meant he's a stripper. Welcome!
It took me 2 weeks to get that impersonation going.
Two weeks.
Where did you study?
I watched Interstellar three times, and then realized that that wasn't Owen Wilson.
That's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
But, you know. Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the
what
same
are you thinking
shtick.
About Michael Caine? He's in that movie.
It's a world of collaboration.
I'm Michael Caine.
That's awful.
That's your
Give me a line.
Okay. Say Fernette Branca.
Oi, Batman.
You haven't said the words yet. You also didn't.
I'm terrible at impersonation. Yeah.
Terrible direction, too.
Oi, Batman. That's the best you got.
He's in that movie. You can't deny that.
Oi, Governor. Going out for some more crime dealings, are we again?
That is a
master.
All right, sounds just like Michael Caine.
Yeah, did you ever see those young Michael Caine movies?
Yeah, because what movie did I just watch?
Usually you watch him, he's really old, and those young ones, it's like all his lines were the same. They were like, oi, I'm going to look at the Batman.
Yeah, just...
He was the young Alfred. In the,
he was.
Is
yeah.
Batman all you guys got tonight? You know, that's we're here to talk about important things that matter.
Yep.
Actually, I'm glad I segued myself into this. Because if you guys don't mind, I might solicit a little bit right now. Is that okay?
I could
solicit.
Hang
you're
out?
Soliciting?
Illegally?
As much
it's
going to
be legal enough, unless you're talking about maybe potential tax evasion.
Okay.
If anyone wants to come help me do my breaks, that'd be super cool. I'd really appreciate it. You know, I you come to my house, I'll give you my address, but send an email in if you want to come help me do my breaks. That'd be pretty cool. And as a reward, you'll get I will buy you a lifetime of free Twix bars because of breaks, you know?
Now, I know some guys who do breaks, they specialize in certain instruments. So what are you working with? What do you need breaks on?
What do I need breaks on? I'm looking for a car. Breaks on a car.
Okay.
A 2002 Buick Sabre.
Airplanes have brakes.
Airplanes have
brakes.
Zambonis have to stop eventually, especially because they're on ice. So they probably just keep going.
I'm surprised you were talking about actual brakes, because you were offering free Twix bars, which gives you a break.
Yeah,
right?
Called Twix Bar?
Yeah.
Yes, I've been in contact with the corporate email for Twix, and they just keep reiterating that they don't offer that service.
And if one were to come and work on your brakes, would you give them the full two cookied...
They get left and right, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't fuck around with that.
Okay.
You're doing me a personal favor. You know, it'd be selfish of me to also indulge in this treat I'm offering up for your services.
And of course.
It's not the way a capitalist economy works. The barter system.
Paying diabetes.
Yep. Paying in diabetes is always a good rule.
But anyways, we're here to review. Of course, we didn't explain the cast and what we do here. We didn't even do our usual open.
I said we're back to talk about Wilson.
But that's exactly what we're going to do. And this
we're
going to
talk some heavy Wilson.
We are talking The Internship. This is a great Owen Wilson film.
What a buddy comedy.
We're in the 20-teens now.
Shit's getting a little bit less rowdy the more we go on,
it
I gotta
is,
say.
But you know what?
This one is probably the last rowdy one
we're
gonna see.
We're back to buddy comedy. I think that's right where Wilson's home.
This is home base, really. Truly, this is home base. And, you know, I think we'll get into it more later, but I think this one really, really shows, after a couple of the ones that we've seen, that he is truly in his element once again with the buddy comedy. Mm. Well, you're a buddy comedy expert. What are the things that you look for in a good buddy comedy? What makes you feel good?
Well, this one hit it on all levels for me. Mm-hmm. Okay. when I look for a buddy comedy, I look for stereotypes.
Yep.
Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right? Bad accents.
Yep.
Nailed okay. it.
Yep.
Future stars. Got it.
Uh-huh.
And Will Ferrell as a side character. So this movie really rounded it out.
That does. Yeah, yeah,
it really did.
Yeah. I suppose the buddies are implied. That's what I was going to respond. But it can't be a buddy comedy without the two guys, right?
They were spectacular. And in this movie, you get Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn mm-hmm. at their best a little later after people kind of like figured out the formula. But I got to say this, in all seriousness, so I've been like really into like movies from the 40s lately. I've been watching like, you know, elements of movies. Like,
it was a good year.
Yeah, it's
the
good.
The 40s.
It's a good date night.
Yeah, it was a good year.
Yeah.
I don't watch them alone, right? So at least I got the date.
No, I don't do anything.
I don't do anything.
Yeah, I
constantly am surrounded by friends and family.
I'm an expert in buddy comedy, not alone comedy. Yeah. So
what's a good buddy comedy from the 40s?
From the 40s?
Yeah.
Anything with Katharine Hepburn or Cary Grant. Honestly. All right. But no, what reminded me in this is like a lot of those movies, what I usually like is like it's so dialogue driven. Like you can just go three scenes, right? And the dialogue not only entertains you, but gives you insight on the character and this yep. and that, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't see that much anymore because like with the frills and thrills of
CGI and your yuppie go-go economy.
Not even that, just like
Starbucks.
The contemporary like three act like storyline is a little less. So like in the beginning of this movie, and I'm only gonna like limit it to the beginning of this movie, I definitely found some hints of like just like old great dialogue from the 40s with like Cary Grant and something Rockwell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Rockwell, that's familiar enough. Yeah.
But you know, it really like it drives and it sets like the perfect scenario all just through, you know, witty banter. And that was refreshing because I was not looking forward to this movie, but it started me off and it got me like into a mode to accept it and to appreciate
it. Well, yeah, so our history with the film, you said you've seen it multiple times, mostly on the tube.
Yeah, anyone with basic cable, this movie has just been airing in repeat for about seven years.
I'm not a big TV buff, but I definitely saw the movie when it first came out. Snake Up.
I've never seen this movie. Never seen it. I'm a first timer to the internship.
I still don't believe it, but like watching your reactions when it was happening,
I was having a roller coaster of emotions.
You were like,
there.
That guy's the bad guy, and that girl. You were wrong a couple times. I think you suggested rape.
I never suggested that. No, there was a few jokes of the rape.
Oh,
in
that's
there. Yeah,
you just repeated them and then wrote them down.
I would say to myself,
separate journal,
interesting,
not the notes journal, but
very
like
interesting.
The personal journal.
Yeah, the personal journal where I record everything offensive that I hear throughout a day-to-day basis
within the pages of human skin.
Yeah, it's more like leather at that point. You gotta tan it. It's a process there. You're not really appreciating the art of the fucking notebook. Beyond that, let's move on here. Okay. I would like to call out one of your short fallings, Sneaky Pete.
Okay.
I noticed you answering a phone call during the movie.
Hold on. Let me check my notes.
Yep.
I also caught that.
Yep.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta say, one of the hands down rudest things the guests have ever done in the show.
Well, you guys are
outside of straight up peeing
outside
on
of
me.
Justin falling asleep, old Big Red falling asleep on us.
He
that
did.
One time.
He did fall asleep on us. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not as bad as falling
not
asleep.
Not as bad as falling asleep.
Well, you,
second worst though.
You guys
second
are bad note takers because I took three phone calls during that movie, and you only wrote this note down once.
Well, maybe I was desensitized from the sheer shock and horror of the first event that I just couldn't even. I was just blocked you out after that.
I'm sure you weren't.
You're
that
thinking about
enthralled
that?
By the storyline.
Well, maybe
I was
maybe
very
maybe you redeem yourself. What was so important?
There was absolutely nothing important, but I do. I must say. Under false pretenses, I had to see this movie again, and I gave it my best all. And I
gave you a little bit of a bait and switch.
You,
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. You switched
what movie
me.
Did you think you were watching? I wonder.
I mean,
I told him he was watching War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. that's a good Spielberg at his best.
Yeah. I told him he would. I convinced him that
my favorite Spielberg.
Owen Wilson had a little bit part in it, so we were going to watch it. He was very excited.
Last time I was here,
wearing his Tom Cruise shirt. Yep.
I thought I was going to see Shanghai Noon.
You saw Shanghai Nights.
And I saw
the retarded
Nights,
little brother.
Which I was genuinely impressed about.
I mean, it's Shanghai anything is
great.
Fucking
and
right
there.
Shanghai
in front of anything.
And I'm buying it. I'm a sucker for Shanghai.
Sure.
Shanghai ice cream.
They don't call it Shang Lo if you know what I mean, guys. Am I right? Come on, high fives all around.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope. Well, I'm not going to do that.
All right. No, you can be that way. But you're in my house.
In respect to your question, yes, I answered some phone calls early on. Didn't mean to be rude about it.
It's not even business hours, but I'm going to put this to rest right now. If it was business hours, maybe a different story. Not business hours. But anyways.
I did deny phone calls for the second half of the movie.
Well, that's good. You're very popular.
I was enjoying it to a point. And honestly, it was I was just texting myself.
What was your guys' favorite product that was pushed in this movie? Outside of the obvious, which is Google.
Google. I'm going to go with Miller Lite.
The very heavy Miller Lite presence in this. Also, it took me back to a time where Miller Lite was trying to do this thing with their bottles where they had that swirl at the neck. So yeah, it supposedly
so it gets into your mouth easier.
Shot the beer in your mouth faster.
Yeah, well,
so you
everyone
could drink
knows,
it faster.
In the mid
It created a vortex in your mouth was
we
the black hole.
We were having trouble getting beer in our mouth.
I remember dribbling beer all over the place like a fucking nincompoop.
I would bring
Could've
an extra
been how drunk
shirt to the
I was.
Bar just to switch because my shirt would get soaked.
Yeah, I called
beers.
It my Miller shirt. It was just constantly soaked in Miller Lite. It smelled like cat urine, too.
It was backwards in the bottom half.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I put it on upside down. I put the neck in legs first. Tore that shit to bits.
Of course.
But... Yeah, it took me back to a fond time where Miller tried doing that thing for 1 year where they convinced people that they could shoot beer faster into their mouth with this kind of vortex effect that these bottles... How much do you think it cost them to get these new bottles? I'm not done talking about this yet because I didn't address it at the time when it was a thing. Now I feel like I got a lot of feelings about it.
I'm going to say it was one machine. One machine in the glass melting process. Instead of just dropping them and letting them dry, a quick half turn.
Quick half turn?
And I think it was post-glass blowing. I think it's after the glass is cooled. It's gotten room temperature.
You think they reamed her?
What? How would you change glass without
heating
it?
You ream her.
Black magic.
Alchemy?
Buy some alchemy.
Black magic. I mean, Miller is a Beale
Titan. I think that's what Miller was experimenting with some alchemy, trying to turn some stuff into
Who
gold.
Who knows what kind of fancy technology those Beard Titans have? They practically own, you know, half the market, whatever that market size is.
At least an eighth of it.
And this is before, you know, like everyone started doing exclusively craft beers. So they still have them. Maybe this is like their thing. Like, oh yeah, you have fun drinking your slow-ass fucking beer. Like, shoot a Miller! Oh, fuck!
I do question that.
There was that class action lawsuit of people blowing out the back of their heads.
Yeah, because
the Miller is getting
it. It was too fast. Damn, I think that was the thing. Simultaneously pissing it out as you're drinking it because the velocity of that Miller really just would shoot through you. I remember having to induce vomit on my dog that got a hold of one of those bottles because it just... It washed her clean out, man.
Yeah, the bottle was empty, too.
Washed her clean out. Bottle was empty.
It just shot air, like an air compressor.
It's like one of those Dyson fans that are just a circle.
Oh, my God. A hollow
circle. Fucking amazing.
I am surprised with this film, though, because it does have, like, you know, the obvious corporate sponsor, which is Google.
Google, like, owns this movie legally, I think.
Without that, and it makes Google, it portrays them in a positive light, sure. But the only other product that I could recognize was Miller Lite, which is just a funny comment.
Lots of Millers being
there was
spun
like,
around.
It was just Google, Miller Lite, and Mandarin. That was the only three things I remember.
Oranges.
Mandarin?
The Mandarin Strip Club.
Oh, is that a famous place?
Is that well known?
No, it's just, you know, he's saying I was speaking Taiwanese, he was shooting Mandarin, things got mixed up, and boom goes the dynamite, right? So it's inferred
you
that
you do
it,
know a lot of quotes from this
yeah,
movie.
I'm not going to lie.
I've seen this
a lot. Wow. I've seen it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I've been to a Mandarin strip club and not as many women.
Wait, what's a Mandarin strip club?
You care to fill us in, maybe
yeah,
the audience
saying,
in Wichita. I don't know
Mandarin,
what a Mandarin
like it's like
strip
a descriptive
club
word.
Yeah, Mandarin strip. It's slightly larger than a Clementine strip club.
Sorry.
And a little
orange,
smaller
no,
than
you just set yourself up for this.
Joke.
You really thought that went through. Actually, no. Good on you, mate.
We got some Alanis Morissette in this film. What do you guys think about that?
Opening song.
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
Figures! That's my favorite part of that song.
I don't know. I dug it. It was a good opening scene.
It was. You know, it was too. And this is a true. They got a beautiful little bromance thing going on here.
Yeah.
They're blasting Alanis in the Corvette, like high fiving.
It's not a Corvette. It's a Chrysler.
Yeah, it's a Chrysler. I call every convertible a Corvette. I'm pretty sure they're the same thing. When's the last time you went to Corvette and thought...
When was the last time I saw a Corvette in a Chrysler? I'm sorry, I'll get that. Is that what you're asking?
This conspiracy goes miles deep, man. Yeah. You don't even fucking know shit about it.
Any car that drives over a speed bump, you think there's hydraulics on it. Look at that hoopty.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Also, every minivan is made by Chrysler, so it's impossible for them to have a Corvette. Unless there was a minivan Corvette, and that'd look ridiculous.
That would.
And notice I'm keeping with my thing, calling all... well, I don't even know the other word for it.
What? Convertible?
A convertible?
Convertible? That doesn't sound right. They're all Corvettes. They're
Corvette. A drop top. That always sounds
better. Crop top.
Ooh, a crop
top. A crop top.
What about a T-top? Are those technically convertibles?
I think that's its own thing.
I think that's a two-level bicycle.
Two-level bike stacked up. What the fuck? That would be amazing.
All right, let's get back on track here. So Owen Wilson did this thing throughout the movie. Nobody else really picked up on it unless you guys kept it to yourselves either. He was wearing these button-up shirts, long sleeves,
with the cuffs undone. Are you sick right now? Are you sick?
I'm not sick at all.
No, no, he did have the cuffs undone. And no, he's not sick. I kissed him earlier.
No, we kissed a bunch. I'm not sick at all. I did not call work today. Right. I did not take a bunch of vitamin C.
Yeah, all right. I'm just making sure. You can continue your thought.
Good thought, though. Undone cuffs the whole movie.
Yeah. I did notice that, but they weren't. Weird. Were they folded back?
No.
They were just undone, right? I did notice that.
Isn't that weird? Well, we've never seen that look before.
You know why you don't see it that much?
Maybe he has swollen wrists.
Owen Wilson can captivate any line, but he doesn't talk with his hands. And most people who do.
No, he's very...
Have some sort of hand. It's just like he's all nose and chin.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much he physically moves the nose. I think maybe you're just like, that's the focal point of his face. How much mobility can you have on your nose? I think that, you know, he might scrunch.
With a face like that, every line looks like a street fight. It's just knuckles and elbows and a little bit of bangs coming in between.
Are you calling Owen Wilson ugly?
Not really. Kind of beautiful in a brutal humanity sense.
I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that. That's not bad.
That's not too bad.
That's a good observation, though.
I happened to notice.
Wilson hits every single one of his classic buddy comedy tropes here. You know, these classic Wilson things. You know, there's a new one that I don't think I've talked about before, but he's always whispering.
He is.
When he's trying to convince or when he's trying to when he's arguing, when he's giving a pep talk. He's always getting nice and quiet.
Like his information is secret.
Yeah. Well, that's because, and I think that adds to how interpersonal his form of communication is with his friends, with his teammates that he always has. It puts some sincerity in there. It puts a little more intimacy in there.
That's not too bad. I wrote down in my notes during his first dialogues that he kind of makes every word sound like it ends in ing, even if it doesn't. You know, he's like, wow, you know. Or he's like, we gotta go do this. You know, it makes like an action move.
It's the worst.
It is.
You were there for 2 weeks. Get out of here.
I feel like I captured his essence. No, but I think with that, it makes everything he says sound like an action. Nothing's stagnant.
He does have a very, it's very colorful the way he talks.
He puts some motion in words. N sound on everything he says, you know?
Well, look, I know we could talk the praises of Owen Wilson all day long. It is the Owen Wilson cast, but I want to bring up some of the other cast in here and get your guys' read on how well they did.
Hated them.
All right, fine. Bring them in.
All right, so we had Vince Vaughn as the co-lead.
Looking tall as ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He really got his... He's got such good rapport with Owen Wilson, so...
They do have a great chemistry really on screen.
He definitely played, like, a character who was somewhat on the spectrum in this movie, though. On the spectrum.
Yeah.
He was definitely,
You think so?
Yeah, he was...
Not all the other Google workers. Vaughn.
No. He was pushing something. He was going on these tangents. He got all distracted most of the time. He had the crazy idea to apply in the first place.
I think he sat in his ways, and he just wasn't looking to change.
Maybe just a little ADHD.
So are people with Asperger's.
Let me ask you about some of the other people in here. All
right.
So I saw a couple more familiar faces. What about John Goodman? We had another John Goodman.
Always love seeing John Goodman pop up in a movie. He's like a fun little... It's always serendipity. I never know he's gonna be there. He pops up like some guy that's like, "Hey man, I can't finish my pizza. You want a slice?" He's like that.
We also had a common comer to the Wilson flicks. We had Will Ferrell in here.
Will Ferrell.
He killed his little scene.
Yeah, he was great.
He's always in a dose that I realize what it is in a dose that size. He absolutely kills it.
I think a lot of people really don't like to admit that they're huge fans of him. But
for a full movie,
it.
You can eventually be like, okay, I get it.
Have you seen Ricky Bobby movie?
I've seen Ricky Bobby movie.
It's a good movie.
I think it's genuinely about like the tone you get the Will Ferrell too. Where if you get him and he's trying to start that tone, you're kind of like, all right, you're kind of.
What does Tattoo say? Sanskrit.
Make reasonable choices. That was funny. Yeah. He got tattooed on his neck.
That's funny.
That was really funny.
What about all the kids they were like mentoring?
Hated them.
You hated all the kids.
They were so stereotypical.
They were.
You had the horny Indian one. Right?
Classic. Classic,
right? Yeah.
Everything.
You had the insecure Asian one. Really pushing the edge of that one.
Yeah.
And the most creative one was just the introverted white guy who was mean.
And wore beanies.
Big freaking deal. I guess that's why I've always hated this movie. Is that it's just those side characters are just so bleh.
Yeah.
You know, and Owen Wilson. Well,
maybe they were like that on purpose because they didn't want anyone stealing the show from the big man.
Well, the show was good and it was grand, and everyone's light would be dimmed next to that. So I have to I have to accept that. But you can't deny the fact that these characters were like flat, not panned out. Right. It were pushed through. I mean, you didn't really get to know him until.
I did hate that manager guy. I didn't like him.
Manager guy sucked, and you only got a couple moments. And
well, speaking of people who definitely aren't Keira Knightley, what did you guys think about Rose Byrne, the love interest in this one?
Is that her? Is that Rose the Byrne? Character name or the That's actress her name?
It's just like
That's the actress.
Isn't that the actress?
Yeah, I do my research.
Is that the woman that was on the original Titanic?
No.
Are we sure on that?
I think she was in Neighbors with Seth Rogen.
No, I don't mean the movie Titanic. I mean on the Titanic.
Rose!
Like historically. I think her
name might have also been Rose, but that's common. A lot of people have I kind of want to check on this one.
Here
while you check.
All right, hang on a second. I got a big foot file back here. Here we go. Steady. Mm-hmm. Hang on
Gonna run over out the encyclopedia.
I'll go by the Dewey Decimal System, so this might take a second.
Don't worry, we'll wait.
Those are closing and opening some Dewey Decimal System.
We actually have too much space in here. It's.
Did it get low?
There we go. Titanic. Let's go check this out for a second.
We keep very good files on all films, not just Owen Wilson. We watch a lot of films just in preparation. How many films did you watch in preparation?
For this episode?
For this one specifically.
I watched one episode of the Great British Baking Show.
Don't know anything about it.
That's how I started off. How about you? What kind of prep did you do? I see you broke your nose for this one.
I watched a lot of like handstand videos on YouTube.
Yes.
You know, I can do handstands. I don't like the change falling out of my pockets.
I was thinking of Rose, the character in The Golden Girls.
Bad. Okay. Way different.
Very close. Very close characters, I think. There's a lot of similarities between the two, but that was my bad.
So we thought
what were you guys
fine?
Talking about?
Well, this actress who you thought was Rose from the real Titanic, she definitely phoned it in. Come on, she put on this.
She didn't want to be
British
there.
Accent.
She didn't want to be there.
You know.
Hey, Jack, how did you describe her?
How did I describe her?
Towards the end of the movie, you were saying how like everything was wrapping up nicely.
Oh yeah, well you know like okay, I wasn't describing her per se. I'm just saying that there's this thing that happens in these romantic comedies or buddy comedies, where at the end of the day, once everything finally goes the way the character wants, they just go walk up to the woman and scoop her away like they're claiming a prize after winning some kind of
show. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. This kind of had like a bow at the end.
Yeah,
the ending kind of was
really
soft.
Not a very developed character. And then at the end, like it's like he finally like proved himself and won, and then he's going to claim his prize after, you know.
Well,
it's
a thing
that you see a lot in these movies.
Their first romantic moment or second like genuine romantic moment came after a night of him being a jerk to her because she's missed all these jerk dates. Which is
and
kind
she
of what
loved it.
Like yeah,
well,
she
was sincere though.
She invited him inside because he was a dick for 5 hours. I mean, come on.
We don't know if they went inside. They
5 hours
him.
Seems
they,
like you're overselling.
They ran
I don't
to
think
the
it was
same
5 hours.
Side of the street out of a taxi.
Well, they shouldn't have been in the street. They were probably just trying to get to safety.
Yeah. It's San Francisco. You ever been to San Fran City Angels, dude? It gets hectic out there. Let me tell you what. Speaking of San Francisco.
What happened to you in San Francisco?
I had a couple bags. So hang on. I left my
I lost
my
three
my notebook.
Pets, and they had to find their way back home all by themselves.
Is that when you kept throwing that cat off the cliff over and over again? You telling that story? Don't believe him. He's a cat murderer. Feline size. Feline side. feline side.
There it is.
Yeah, feline side. Got That's it. What I was going for.
San Fran notes.
San Fran notes. Well, the every taxi is a Prius in San Fran.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Except Probably the ones that overage salesmen are.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. I'll tell you what. I've been to San Fran, and you are right. Every taxi is a Prius.
Nice. Yeah. What else is? What's it like over there?
Oh, that's all.
Clean,
I know.
That, dirty.
I only drove through it because I didn't want to be around there. Apparently, it's dangerous.
I've heard it's a little dangerous to be in there.
Oh yeah.
I've heard it's quite dangerous to be over there.
So since we're back to the buddy comedies, I want to know, like, who's your guys, like, pick to see Owen Wilson buddy comedy with, like, that we've never seen before?
Ooh, good question.
Hang on one sec. Yeah. I'm going to stop you right there just to make a little interjection here. They were not drinking real wine in the movie. That was not real wine that they were drinking.
What do you mean? You looked up the wine?
No, I was looking at it, and you could tell. You could tell that was not real wine.
I didn't know you're a sommelier.
When were they even drinking wine in the movie?
They were drinking a shitload of wine on the date.
When were you ever the date a wine night. Expert?
Oh, in the date. In yeah. the date.
In, inside the date, they were drinking wines.
Okay.
They had a couple wines.
All right.
Yeah. Tom, are you sick?
Not at all.
You look great.
I mean, no. I mean, maybe I was... No. No, you know what? I'm 100%.
Okay, all right, fine. Fine. You just looked a little sick to me. Sound a little sick.
Definitely not sick. Definitely didn't have to call out today. Definitely didn't take Airborne, Dayquil, vitamin C, emergency, vitamin D pill, because I hear that helps with depression.
Mm. Jesus. Lots of C's and D's. I get it.
Yeah.
Listen to a CD.
Just woke up this morning and just I rolled onto the back of my shoulders and then I like
did a Jackie Chan
and I landed on my feet.
Yeah.
If your immune system was a grade school, you would barely pass.
I agree with that. But anyways, let's keep going. Who do we want to see Owen Wilson team up with? Who do I want to see my favorite guy team up with?
Yeah, who's like a... Like, if you had a secondary podcast about an actor that you watched all his films, I mean, and you wanted to see him match up with Owen Wilson in a buddy comedy role, who would that be?
I mean, my go-to answer right now, but I know I've said this before, is I'd like to see him try and do like the Eddie Murphy thing where he buddies up with himself and plays like two different characters.
Eddie Murphy's a good answer.
What? He's never played two different characters in his life.
Well, there was a time in Eddie Murphy's life where he's never done that either.
That's not true. His career started.
Oh, he was born playing two characters at the same time is what you're saying.
His career was sketch comedy. He was playing three different characters a night.
All right, you know, whatever. Right,
that's so math.
I'm dropping
that's
it.
Math.
Yeah, right. That's well, a lot of math here. Left my abacus at home.
Well, so I would love to see him back with Luke Wilson. I would, because Bottle Rocket
brothers.
Was a great movie.
Yeah, they're brothers.
And you love both of them individually.
I don't like Luke Wilson very much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But I wouldn't go with that answer because I would maybe not even see the movie. And I think they've been in a couple Wes Anderson movies together. So
yeah,
even if they didn't,
they've
have
had
that
their fair share of screen time.
Not that I'm a fan of this other actor, but he is good in buddy comedies, just like Owen Wilson. Mark Wahlberg.
I thought you were gonna say Mark Wahlberg.
He's
kind of doing comedy now.
He's doing comedy. He does it decently. I mean, Ted was a buddy comedy. Daddy's Home was a buddy comedy. The Good Guys was a buddy comedy.
That's one like you might not think it'll work till you see it. Yeah, and it's end up being hilarious.
Maybe it's too much handsome on one screen though, because there's always like the ugly one. Okay. And you know Owen's not taking that role.
It's like the ugly goofy one. No, he can't. He's not allowed at this point in his career.
His nose looks like a capital H for handsome.
You guys got a big problem with his nose,
big
don't
problem.
You?
Huge problem with his nose.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. What about you, Tom? Who's your pick?
For
the buddy. In the buddy comedy.
For him to buddy up with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah.
That's a good
But they use that age down technology to get like prime Danny Glover.
You know,
what's his face in that new Tron movie, like they did with him there.
With Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
No, not Jeff
Daniels. Wait, have you ever even seen
Jeff Bridges?
Oh, Jeff Bridges. Have you ever even seen a young Danny Glover? Because like I'm thinking of like 80s Danny Glover, and he was still kinda too old for this shit.
You think so?
That was the line in the big movie he was in, right?
Yeah, I'm getting too old for this.
Like name a smooth-faced Danny Glover movie.
Jake, why don't you go check the files?
Impossible. Yeah, it's impossible. Go, you don't have that much time. You don't have that much time.
I think you underestimate our files.
Yet to find a question that my Dewey Decimal System cannot answer.
Go.
Hang on one second.
Go. Go, Dewey. Mm. Think about it, though.
I can't name Danny too Glover many Danny Glover is films. Always, that's my problem.
He's always got the stress wrinkles, and he's always complaining about his age.
Mm. I feel like... Mm. Trying to think of a movie that's got a lot of people in it. He just probably is in.
Nope, there's none.
I know he's in Angels in the Outfield because that's my favorite movie.
As an old guy.
Yeah, because he's the manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's been worn down.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name other Danny besides all the Lethal Weapons?
I got a good answer for you. The original Titanic.
When you say original, why do you say it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want you to confuse. Yeah. Just wait, there's one Titanic movie?
Actually, there is a movie called Titanic 2.
Yeah, which I'm aware of.
Yeah, you guys ever seen it? And they have to call the ship in the movie the Titanic 2 for copyright reasons.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like a Sharknado-esque B-movie, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you're saying the 1999 film Titanic...
I think there was one a little earlier than that.
I don't think so.
Let me recheck my files.
All right, go check the files. I just assumed you'd Google it and actually get the correct answer.
Well, I don't think...
a little effort.
It was too soon before 99.
What, Titanic?
Yeah, it was just too soon.
Let's see, we got a vamp while he's checking the files.
1968, Danny Glover tries out for the part of Rose in Titanic. The first movie was the full title of it.
You are reading from a... photo Titanic, book of Polaroids.
Movie.
When's the last time you went to an eye doctor, dude? Those are all very important files over there. You think I'm up here all day spinning fucking plates, not filing actual files with very important information in it?
They do look important.
You know? That's why I have to work part-time, so I can take care of the files. I don't work part-time for a choice. I have to work part-time.
Don't take care of themselves.
So Danny Glover gets his first role in 1968 on the Titanic.
As Rose.
Somehow... because, you know, Titanic had a whole bunch of African-American characters on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, no one was going to talk about that. But
no, yeah.
We could talk about race.
And then he waits 14 years until Predator 2 comes around.
It was probably his choice.
That was Danny Glover.
Big, Predator 2 is Danny Glover.
Oh, Predator 2. I thought you were talking about the first Predator. I thought you were talking about...
Predator 1.
All right. We're getting a little bit off the beaten path here, fellas. Let's keep
good answer. Good answer, by the way.
Thank you.
I already forgot his name. Owen Wilson and Danny Glover.
I think that's fun.
That would be fun.
I thought you were talking to me for the good answer. But the next question? How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have more than one biological father... would you say yes? But then you could have as many as you want. You don't just have to have two dads. You could have like three dads, four dads, five dads, six dads, seven dads.
So would I want more than one dad?
Yes.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm just throwing out some fun ideas here. Keep the conversation moving.
A good number. I think you want a prime number.
I think so.
I think probably like... three?
I was going to say three is the magic number, I think. For most things, three is a good bet.
No way. Wait. Are you talking like dads with no moms involved?
I mean, you could still have the one
still
mother.
Still have the mom. See, because has your dad ever had friends? And you ever get to know those friends?
I've never known my dad to have friends.
Yeah, exactly. They're usually shitty people who kind of pull him away from fatherhood. And so the more fathers, the worse.
Well, I don't know if these dads communicate.
As a friend, I would always try and pull away my fellow father friends.
Three to five dads
living
on a compound together.
That sounds like the best sitcom ever, one. And two, it sounds like a really cool thing.
Yeah.
If I could just go to like a flat somewhere in the city and I had like three dads waiting up there, like... Mm-hmm.
If I can go out to the desert and
they all have to live together,
single floor
though,
building with a fence around it, had all my dads in it.
The dad compound, you just like call it like...
That would be a blast. You're absolutely right. Good question. Not to do anything with Owen Wilson.
Well, I just had to spitball what's on my mind here. But you don't want any dads.
No, I feel pretty defeated by your guys' positivity.
You want dadless.
Yeah. No, not
you
dadless.
You want no dad.
I just think, you know.
Sounds like a new ABC series.
Dad.
Right?
Dadless.
Listen, I don't want three dicks, right? Because one's always going to get left out. right?
So you would feel pressure to give attention.
Yeah, you want three male opinions in your life.
Wait a minute. You don't want three dicks because one is going to feel left out?
Yeah, because I only got two hands. So you have the
capacity for... Oh, I see it. I see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a dad joke, right? You would have to hear that three different perspectives before you even got the answer.
Huh. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Prove my point through example.
I still think I'd want, like, three dads.
Yeah. Three's definitely the answer.
Like, different dads, too. I don't want the same dad. I don't want, you know...
No, you gotta have your bad dad.
Yeah, bad dad. Mm. Fun dad.
Fun dad.
But stern.
You know, this...
And then, like, you know, like, boring finance dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This does sound like an Owen Wilson movie.
Doesn't it?
Like he's one of the dads. He's actually in a movie coming out where he's looking for his real dad, so he's therefore considering multiple options.
Mm.
What's that one? That's the one with Ed Helms that's coming out.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. Father Figures or something.
Something like that.
I think that's already a movie.
Titanic 3, The Reckoning.
Titanic 3, now with Danny Glover.
Titanic 3, The Remembrance.
Oh, fuck. All right, so should we rate this pig? Should we set sail on Titanic 4, the Owen Wilson cast?
I'll rate this.
Go ahead, rate it. You want to rate it? And then we have a patented way of rating it. You could rate it however you see fit. You could do it by whatever, however you feel like expressing yourself. Blinking, nodding.
What's your pattern, though?
Well, here on the Owen Wilson cast, we have our patented rating system that is, of course, based on three metrics. We have first
the quality. What are the metrics, Tom?
The quality of the film. That is it Oscar-worthy? Does it matter in the history of film? Second, we have... quality of the Wilson. That's how good Wilson performed. Was he in a leading role? Did he have the best lines?
Best hair.
How did he look? Mm-hmm. And third off, we have the rewatchability. Would you ever watch this film again? If you're flicking through the TV and saw it on a channel, would you stop on it? Would you show it to a friend? Then you combine all three of those, not using math, and come up with a overall number.
It's a good system.
Yeah.
It's a really good system.
You really don't need to use math either.
I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah. Nor would I.
Well, I gotta say this. I was not looking forward to this movie. Yep. Watched it. Still wasn't looking forward that I just watched it. But off of that metric, history of film, I would say it was actually, in a time sense, relevant between old generations meeting up with new generations.
Ageism and stuff.
Definitely not an Oscar-worthy, but relevant and something to think about. Owenisms. He was spot on. He was kind of a tame character, but he hit his lines perfectly, and he drove the story forward. And rewatchability, I've seen the thing about 20 times.
Yeah, so you have no room to give that a low score.
And so has, like, anyone who has the cable network. So, you know what? Without math, I gotta give this movie a 7.
Nice. And you knew it was out of 10 without me telling you.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I forgot that part.
I figured it was out of 7. So, damn. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'll go second.
Wow.
Yeah, bad impersonation. Snake, good impersonation.
Thank you very much.
Let Wichita decide.
Wichita already knows where where their coin lands, all right?
I'll go next. Quality of the film, it's not going to win awards, but I think it was relevant. That's exactly why I gave it a 7. I think it really talks about ageism. It talks about tech companies being the new style of work where it's more play, you know? Mm. And you can take naps and stuff at work and get free bananas,
food.
You know, free oranges, you know, if you were sick, you can eat an orange and you might feel better.
You look sick. You sound sick.
I'm still looking for those.
So guys. I gave that a 7. Quality of the Wilson, I gave it an 8 because I do think at times he's playing second fiddle. He's with a strong buddy comedy duo. So, I mean, he wasn't all of it. He wasn't 100% of it. Mm-hmm. He did need Vince Vaughn to play off of. But I do think he had some of the best lines, some of the funniest stuff. But he was split in time, so I gave it an 8. Rewatchability. This is my second time seeing it, and I couldn't wait till this film came up. I knew it had some good laughs in it. I think it's the better Wedding Crashers, if you ask me. I gave it an 8.
Really?
Gave the rewatchability an 8.
I don't think so. Right.
So okay. Overall, I gave it a 7.5.
Right. Very nice.
Right. Yeah,
favorable right. review so far.
I'm kicking down the door over here. I'm busting it. Quality of Wilson. This is I was yearning to see this Wilson again. This classic buddy comedy role where he's not only the glue holding everything together, but he's also, you know, he's a skirt chasing dog. He's fucking he's whispering. He's giving pep talks. He's really just it's everything I craved. We've gone a couple movies without seeing that Wilson now. So I was so relieved to see this. I gave it a straight up 10. Quality of Wilson. Hair was great. You know, he had the unbuttoned cuffs. He was casual, yet, you know, serious when he needed to be. everything that I want to see in a buddy comedy Wilson. So I give it a straight up 10. Quality of the film, I give it a 7.5. I do think, like you guys were saying, it does bring up a pertinent issue, you know, like of ageism in the workplace and where does it, an aging guy who never really got his wings in his own career, like where does he fit into this new tech economy that we have when everyone's going to assume that they're stupid and old, can't use a computer.
But they're still hip as shit, apparently.
But they're still, you know, they have skills that the younger people might be lacking. And that's why I wrote down as a note here, who's really taking the internship here? It's a question that I'd like to pose to everyone, including the audience out there. Who is really taking an internship? For watchability, I gave it an 8. Movie breezed by. I don't feel like it really dragged at any point. You know, like, that's how I go for, like, watchability. It just kind of, like, it was like...
And it was 2 hours.
It was like eating a big Mama Celeste pizza, like, out of the microwave, you know? It just fucking, you just slug it down. And
it did. It moved fast.
It's done before you even know it, and you want more, like, afterwards.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah.
I usually want more Mama Celeste pizza when it's off that crisper plate in the microwave. For breakfast. Overall, I gave it a 9. That's nice. Right. I
overall, gave it a 9.
Overall, solid 9. I really enjoyed this one. Maybe it's because I was craving some Wilson, man.
It is one of the better.
Really
it is
funny,
one of the better.
There's really funny lines in there. Yeah. You know, it made me wish that I had a friendship like Owen and has with Vince Vaughn. You know?
But now it's time for... Pitch of Wilson!
Yeah, okay, who wants to go first?
Here on the cast, it's a tradition for us to go ahead and take a round of choosing our own roles for Owen Wilson, putting them in our own movies, and picture a plot around him that's really going to make him shine.
Wilson movie.
We kind of throw this on our guests, so I will lead off. I think the Big Snake will go next, and then you'll close us up, Sneaky Pete.
All right.
I'm going to keep this one simple. I've been thinking about this for a while. What classic movie franchise is due for a reboot?
Classic movie franchise due for a reboot.
It's got a ton of movies in it, and it's just prime for...
Gremlins.
No.
Gremlins is a pretty good one.
Good answer, right?
Honey, I Shrunk the Blank.
Ooh.
No, good one, though.
That's a pretty good one, right?
You scared me. I don't know if we need to touch those. I don't know if we need to touch those films, though.
Yeah. I'm saying, Rick Moranis is out.
Of course, I'm talking about Police Academy.
Woo!
Ooh.
You know,
I'll clap for that.
I think you replace him in the Steve Guttenberg role, the big main role. You bring back, though, the hit characters like the Michael Wilson, Winslow?
Yeah.
The guy with the
sound effects.
Yeah.
Michael Winslow.
The big guy, Hightower. You bring back the guy. Is it Leslie Nielsen? Is he the leader of the guy? No. Well, you bring back the good characters.
The guys. You bring back the guys.
Yeah, the guy that jokes all weird. You know?
Are you saying bring back the actual actors or just the characters?
Yeah, bring them back as like teachers.
Because like everyone in his movies would be perfect in a police academy.
Well, yeah. That's the new. They're the new class, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and he's coming. Same thing as the original one. He's kind of like got a bad rap sheet, and they make him go to police academy. But I think it's good. You know, bring the old academy back.
That's pretty.
That's my picture, Wilson.
That's pretty good.
That is really good. Enjoy that.
So that's a hard one to follow. Luckily, I don't have to.
Well, I have one, but now,
these lately.
But now I got the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids thing stuck in my head,
that's
and I really want to...
decently
great. Tell us
really
what it's about.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this one's called Honey, I Shrunk the Hyundai, and Owen Wilson is married to Maggie Gyllenhaal, and for Christmas buys her a brand new Hyundai Sonata with the works.
Ooh.
But he's also kind of a scientist tinkering around in his garage where he parks a new car, and before Christmas comes, he dung shrinks it. Now what? You can't return it. You can't give that as a gift. It looks like a fucking, you know, like a matchbox car.
Okay.
So what does he do? He shrinks himself down into it and then drives it around, leaves his wife, leaves his kid, lives a tiny life.
Like a hero.
But he finds that there's a whole community of other tiny dads that have also done the same thing. And they just kind of like start their own little tiny society.
I feel like your psyche is really coming out in this episode, you know?
Yep.
Just connecting multiple small Owen Wilsons with multiple versions of a father.
Wow. Yeah.
And I think this podcast has really taken hold of...
I just want someone to help me change my fucking brakes, all right? Leave me alone. All right. It's the only reason I'm doing this.
Who plays his boy in the film?
His boy?
Yeah.
His boy is played by Macaulay Culkin right now. as he is right
that,
now.
Is that a Coca-Cola branded Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. Is that what that's?
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you've been thinking about Sneak Peek Hero.
Well, it's funny you guys mention it. I want to stretch his role a little bit, okay? You know, you're pulling up the Police Academy, which is the same kind of comedy he's been doing, and after this podcast, you should see he's got a little bit of range, kind of like a, you know, like a one windshield wiper, right? And then you pull up just a classic comedy that anyone's going to see, and so a likable character is definitely going
to... It's a guaranteed box office hit.
I want to see...
Anything with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I want to see Owen Wilson in a movie... playing a role he's never played before, which is a biography movie.
Oh, I want to see a biopic.
Yes.
About who?
About, wait for it, Jim Jones's lead believer.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the Jonestown Massacre.
Jonestown Massacre. Jim Jones. Yep. Because I'll tell you what, usually, and this is why it's a brilliant pick, you'd pick the mean guy who's going to shove the shotgun in your face and not tell you if there's poison in the Kool-Aid. But how would you drink that Kool-Aid every time, whether or not there's poison in it? If someone like Owen Wilson was buttering that comedy biscuit and getting you to sip that sweet juice down while some coked-out maniac is speaking over a loudspeaker while you're in South America. That seems like a perfect role. It'll show more range than he would ever be able to accomplish in any other role.
Well, that's what you think. I mean, that's what you think.
Who plays Jim Jones in the film?
Oh, Vince Vaughn. Duh.
Okay.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh, so it's already a buddy comedy. This could be a great dark comedy, actually.
Who plays that senator that they shot when he flew down there?
Will Ferrell,
okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and all the,
probably, the usual
players.
Well, you know, that's a short role.
He'd probably show up like, what the fuck is going on here? Just do his angry Ferrell bit.
But who would Luke Wilson play? This is the biggest deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Gimp.
He's the Gimp.
The Gimp.
He only knows that it's Luke Wilson behind that ball and mask.
Huh.
Yeah,
it's original.
So it's a family movie.
It sounds like a family movie.
That is an original idea, I gotta say.
You picked one
of the better ones.
You did blow our piggyback ideas kind of out of the water with that.
All right, well, now
there's a reason that we get you back.
Beer
and, it's empty. It's been empty for a while. Okay. I'm not going to let you get away with that on my podcast. Sorry.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure to have.
But, yeah.
You're welcome.
We are at that time of the show where we start wrapping things up. Sneaky P, you want to tell the people about anything?
I got to say this.
Reacha?
If you guys are listening to this show, I've been a big fan for a couple years. You guys have good taste, just bad taste in podcast hosts. Other than that, this experience has
been... The elections are coming up.
Purely atrocious.
Yeah.
As I was thought I would be greeted to this podcast kingdom with people opening the doors and golden ceilings... I was stunned to believe that it was drop foam ceilings. No midgets flying through the air, but just oddly short people.
The podcast is a government entity. We don't have the fancy budget of, you know, your private podcasts here. That's hence why we're up for re-election on the board of aldermen.
Okay.
This coming month, so get out there and vote.
Yeah,
you know,
you can run
vote
your campaign
snake,
if you want.
Vote tea.
Yeah.
Maybe those aldermen guys could be part of your dad posse.
Actually, they are all in a weird way my father.
Mm-hmm. I believe in you, man.
Yeah, all their names are Rick, too.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure,
and say hi to Rick and Richter for me.
Yeah, I will. It's a pleasure having you on,
and
Pete.
And, of course, you can find me and the Big Snake at... what do we normally say here?
Yeah, it's our email. We used to have the website, but it's our email now. So, snakeandt@gmail.com.
We'll put it in the description. You know, we never do that.
Put it in the description?
I thought about that all week long. That's why they don't email us, because it's not in the description. They can't just click on the link and go
put in that description.
Who's writing it down?
Yeah, you're right.
They're all driving their car.
Everyone's probably driving drunk when they're listening to this. You know, they just want to get home, get to Taco Bell.
You
and
can
I
also,
feel that.
Find us on Instagram. I think we're going to get that going again.
Snake and Tea Co.
Secretary?
Is
that's not the right thing.
No, it's called a adult helper person.
Correct.
Adult helper person is the new correct term.
Anything else you want the people to know?
Yeah. I was taking a shower the other day, and I decided to use some Bath and Body Works body wash. I don't usually use body wash. And it smelled like way too floral at first, like straight out of the bottle. But when you put it on your body, it really kind of cleans it out a little bit. It's a very nice after scent. I would suggest everyone go get some floral-scented body wash at Bath & Body Works. Try it out. See how you like it.
I get the exfoliant
It's not
stuff.
As powerful as you Ooh. Think. This one's not exfoliating. No, that's why I have use steel wool.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Good tidbit. And guys, don't forget the Filet-O-Fish is on the McPick 2 for menu right yep. now. Take advantage of that while you can.
Yeah, well, when you're ordering through the drive-thru only, just whisper Snake and T Wilson Bonanza, you will get 20% off your meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the 200th customer to do that gets it comped. Totally on the house.
Yep.
Free. Just something to think about. All right, thanks a lot, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, Wichita, Kansas.
Bye.